we'll talk about the Indian of Shiluach HaKen, but first I'll be makdim, because I'm saying over from my future son-in-law. Our daughter just got engaged, and we have a mazel tov, the chosn of Reuven Horowitz, and he said a word about Shiluach HaKen, and we'll try to be marchiv on it. In the pasuk it says in Mishle in Perek Lamed, Ein tilag la'av v'tovuz li'ikas en. Yikruo ovei nachal v'yuchluo b'nei nesher. Ein tilag la'av, the Yerushalmi in Peyer says, Ein tilag la'av is kibudav, the mitzvah of kibudav. V'tovuz li'ikas en is connected the mitzvah of shiluach haken. But it says, V'eim revetes ala afroichim ala beitzim. So if you're tilag lav, you're mezalzel in kibudav, and you're mezalzel in shiluach haken, and they both, it's called in the Yerushalmi mitzvah kala shebekali me mitzvah chamuros shebechamuros. Shiluach haken is a kala, and kibudav is chamuros. So the onesh is yikru orvei nachal, that the orvim are achzorim, and they just peck, and even if they don't have a nose. So in the Mishle says that that's keneged the achzorius of the shiluach haken, that is mezalzo in it, that it's achzorius. And yochlua b'nei nesher is a rachmoni, albonov, and that's keneged kibudav, that he wasn't mekayim. And there's other ones say b'shem the gro, the opposite, that because he was mezalzo in rachmonis, so the achzorim come on him, because he was mezalzel in the mitzvah that's achzorius, so the rachmonim come. Akoponim, the Yerushalmi calls it that it's achzorius, and the Gra brings down that it says in the Zohar, it says that the aim is tzoekes, and it's tzipor tzoekes, we call marma pilo atzmo leyam. And he says that what it says in the Gemara, that Kadosh Mitzvah, Kadosh Baruch Hu is Gzeros, it's not Rachamim. Ein perusha shemidoisav shal Kadosh Baruch Hu Gzeros shu mali Rachamim. Ela shemitzvah zu shetzivanu loy mishum Rachmonus, ki hu eino elo Gzera mipnei shu Achzorius. That's him. Shiluach of the mother is Achzorius. And he was mitzavios because of a Gzera. Mitzad sheni, we have in the Gemara, it says, Al ken tzipor yagiu Rachamecho. And we're not allowed to say that Hashem had rachmonis, or because it's mitzvos of our rachmonis or gzeros. And Rishonim talk about it. What's the mitzvah of shiluach haken? The Ramban and the Chinuch. So he says that it's to teach us rachmonis, not that we should have rachmonis on the aim, but to teach us that we should be rachmonim. Akoponim, we see here that there's two ways to look at it. There is a aspect of rachmonis on the aim, that she shouldn't be there while you're taking the ken, or you shouldn't take her from the ken, and only you should be mishaleach. And the mitzad sheni, we see that there's an inyan of achzorius, that you separate her from her ken. So the new chosn by us said, Reuven said, that it could be it's totally in the Shaila and the Achronim. The Achronim talk, if there is a mitzvah of Shiluach HaKen when you don't need anything from the Ken, or it's only when you need the Beitzim, so then you have a mitzvah to go and be Mishalech, the Emes Abonim Tikachloch, or the mother. But if you don't need anything from it, just to be Mishalech, the aim from the Ken, without taking and using the Beitzim, so then you might not be Mekayim the mitzvah. The Achronim talk about it, that's what we'll go into. So he said, if we say that it's only when you have the when you need the baits in them, you need it for yourself. The Torah said, you're taking the baits and you need something from the ken for yourself. So meantime, have rachmanis on the aim. Teach yourself rachmanis. Don't do it b'derech achzori. But if you say that it's a mitzvah of achzorius, it's just a gzeirus, a kosev to do it, but be'etzim it's achzorius, so then that means if we say, that the mitzvah is even if you're not taking anything from the ken, so it's not shaykh to say that the Torah said have rachmanis on the mother and send her away. Where's there a mokum for rachmanis? You have no shaykhs here. You're not going to take anything from the ken. So there it's mistaber to say that it's a gzera, that it's even though it's achzorius, but it's a gzera sakosuf to do such a maise. It says in the Zohar that it's to be ma'ora rachamim, and the Golus Ashrina and the Golus of Klal Yisrael makes big tikkunim ba'olam zayonim. That's more shayach if you say that Bamis, even if you don't need anything from the Ken, there's also a mitzvah, Gzeiros, Einon Elo Gzeiros. So then we say that even though it's Achzorius, the Torah said to do such a mice and a certain inyonim. So we have to go into this inyon of what's the mitzvah of Shiloach HaKen. Is it only when you want to take from the Ken, or even without that? Ki kori kan tzipor, it's a mitzvah to be, you're also mekayim the mitzvah to be mishalech, the mother, even if you have nothing from it. So Be'etzem, starting out, so the chinuch says, Shiloi nikach ken tzipor o'ein bo'efroichim, o'ya beitzim bichlole, elo shenishalach o'ein. The Rambam also says, Shloilika choeim ala bonim, like it says in the posik, losika choeim ala bonim, and in the loshen and the aloha, halakech eim ala bonim b'shochto. So it could mean the aim with the bonim, or it could mean the aim while it's on the bonim and you weren't mishalech. And the Michas Chinuch, he says, mashiko savti, that even if he takes the mother and he doesn't take the bonim, umanichon or mishalchon over be'esev eloisase, nireshein dover bor. That means to say, if you take the bonim without being mishalech the aim, it's aveira, or you take both. But to take the mother by itself and leave the ken, he says it's not a dover bor. That means the losase. The shaila is if there's a losase, I'm taking the mother without taking the bonim. And brings a raya from the Gemara that the Gemara has a hakira if you need it for taras hametzora. If it says the losase, and over there you only need the mother. You're taking the mother, and the Gemara says lav avre. If you took already the mother from the ken, you were over on the lav. So you see that even if you take the mother by itself, you're over on esev losase, and that's how his maskon is, that even if you take the mother itself, you're over. And brings Rashi and Chumash, it says, Loisika choeim be'oido al bonel, which pashtes is mashman Rashi, that it means that you can't take the mother by itself also as a lav. In the inyan of taking without having to use the beitzim or the brochim, so the Chacham Tzvi has that shaila. Is there, when you go buy a ken tzipor, ki kore ken tzipor, if you have a mitzvah, says it, to go and do shiloach ken even without using it bichlal. So the Chacham Tzvi brings that it's a Mishnah. He says it's a Mishnah, that the Mishnah says, Daf Kuf Mem Aleph, Omar, hareini noite lesoeim, ומשלח הסבונים חייב. That means the mitzvah, what it says in the Torah, is תשלח הסועים הסבונים תיקח לוח. And the shaila is, if you need bonim, תיקח לוח or not, but תשלח הסועים. What if he says, farkert, he's going to leave the mother, he's going to take the mother, but he's going to be משלח, דפרוכים, he'll send them out. If that's called חייב, so he says, חייב to be משלח, שנאמר, שלח תשלח הסועים. So the Chacham Tzvi says, it doesn't say here that he was osur, or it doesn't say here lo kiyem mitzvah. It says chayev. That means he's chayev to be mishalech. So you see that afilo if he doesn't need the bonim, he's going to be mishalech them. That means he doesn't need them. Afal pikein, he's chayev to be mishalech them. So he brings a raya kilo. It's a mishnah that it's also a din a mitzvah of shiluach hakeh. But then he brings that Rashi says. And the shilas of the Gemara, there's a few shilas. The Gemara says, "Daf kuf mem omet beis, boi Rabbi Yomi matlis maushe tochutz knofayim maushe yachutzu beitzim muzoris mau." That means if there's a chatzitza between the mother and the beitzim, if we say that there's still a mitzvah of shiluach or not, because you need that the mother is revetzes alo efroichim ala beitzim. Then the Gemara says, "Shnei sidri beitzim zual gavzu mau." First the shaila was beitzim muzoris, that those beitzim are not able to have a frochim, so it's a shaila if it's a chatzitza. Then the shaila is by shnei sidrei beitzim, that both story, both rows, layers of beitzim are roy to have a frochim, and he wants to take the ones underneath, if he's chayv b'shiluach haken or not. So Rashi says, מהו אם נזכם ליטול התחתונים יאהבו אמצו עם חצי צאו פוטו מלשלח או אלוהי. So Rashi says that he wants to take the ones underneath. Pshat and Rashi will soon talk more, but the Chacham Tzvi brings this Rashi and he says, "Im niskam litol atachtoinim yavu emtzoim chatzitze upoto meleshaleach oiloi." So he wants to take the lower layer and leave the top one. That means there's a chatzitze between the mother and the beitzim that he wants to take, which are beitzim that are also roy. And the shaila of the Gemara could be that maybe he's potor meleshaleach. He could take the beitzim without being meshaleach the mother. So the shaila is tepuklei that the mother is sitting on the top beitzim, even though he doesn't want the top beitzim, but he has to send the mother away because she's sitting on the top beitzim. So it's a raya from Rashi that you don't need to be meshaleach if you don't need those beitzim. So memela the shaila is only on the bottom row. And he learns in Rashi, and it's mashma that everybody learned in Rashi, that the shaila is on that he wants to take the mother with the bottom row. That means he wants to take the mother with the bottom row. So if there was only a mother and beitzim, so he can't take together. That's loisika choyim al aboni. But here the shaila is like by beitzim muzoris. He wants to take everything together, and the beitzim muzoris maybe is a chatzitza. So here also he wants to take the mother and the bottom row. And the shaila is if the middle row is, that means the elyon is a chatzitza or not. So tepuklei that he said the mother is sitting on the elyonim, the upper beitzim. So the raya is that if he doesn't want those beitzim, so mitzad those beitzim, he doesn't need shiluach. Only the shaila is if it's a chatzitza for the bottom ones or not. So bemis the Rashba already asks the kasha. The Rashba asks on Rashi, how could he take the mother? But he tepuklei that he's sitting on the elyonim. And they say that enochanami mitzadze would need a shiluch. Only the pshat is that Beis Sidrei Beitzim is talking that if there's a uftome in the middle, or it's uftome, or what else do they say? Or it's beitzim mizumonim. That means in the middle there's beitzim that he was kona already. That the din b'mizumen, there's no shiluach haken. So if it's a chatzitza or not. But they learned that if it's beitzim that are roy for shiluach haken, so memele you're mechuyev to be mshalech because of the elyoni. And that's what he asks on Rashi. He doesn't ask him shem the Rashba, but the Rashba also asks it. The maskona, the Chacham Tzvi learns that b'mis Rashi also means that he wants to take, like Tosfos. Tosfos says, Shnei Sidrei Beitzim Zal Gav Zeh Pirush. Yavichatzitze v'yochol likachat achtonim koidem shiluach. V'ilo yavichatzitze also likachat shishlach k'damrin olikamon. Tosfos says that the shayla is only to take the beitzim, not the mother with the beitzim, only the beitzim on the bottom he wants to take out from underneath. If it's chayv b'shiluach or not, if it's called emri vetze, so you're not allowed to, and if it's a chatzitza, it's not called emri vetze, so it's mutter. It says kedamrin on lekamon. They learn pshat. The marsho says here in pshat the kedamrin on lekamon because it says weiter in the Gemara that if there was osur, the Gemara says from Rav Yehuda that osur. It's osur to be koine. To be kona the beitzim because man the aim is sitting on it. So memela, because it's also to be zoiche, the lashon of the Gemara. Also, Omar Avudo Marav, it's in Kuf Memale from the base. Omar Avudo Marav, also Liskos Bebeitzim Shoem Revetzes Aleim. So Memele, it's also to be Zerich on the Beitzim if the mother is on top. So Tosfos says here the Shail is it called that the mother is Revetzes Aleim or not? If it's Mutter to take the Tachtonim from underneath. So the Marsho here says on Tosfos that that this Shaila is not like the other Shailas. The other Shailas in the Gemara were on the aim. If the aim is sitting on the Beitzim, if it's mutar to take her or not, where there's a chatzitza between the mother and the Beitzim, the Shaila was to take the mother or not. But here, Lefi Tosfos, the Shaila of Shnei Sidrei Beitzim Zeh Al Gav Zeh, the Shaila is different. The Shaila is if it's mutar to take the Beitzim or not. So it's a different Shaila. That's how the Marshal learns in Tosfos. But if so, it's rare from Rashi. How did the Chacham Tzvi learn by Maskona that Rashi learned just like Tosfos? That he says, "Im niskaven litol atachtonim, yavam tzoim chatzitza." So by Maskona, the Chacham Tzvi learned that Rashi also means like Tosfos to take the beitzim without the mother. But Rashi started off saying, "Mao sheyachutzu, im timtzoloima beitzim muzol mitzchoytzitzim." So beis sidre beitzim bnei kayoma. So Rashi makes it aim tim tzaloima. If it's aim tim tzaloima, so for sure that the shaila is also like the friyadika shaila, that the shaila by beitzim was always, they learn that the shaila was on the mother. If you're allowed to take the mother and there's a chatzitz of beitzim was always, so aim tim tzaloima that there it's choytzitz because it's beitzim that are not roy. So by basin or beitzim that they are roy if it's a chatzitza or not, but it should be the same shaila like before. The Birkei Yosef mentions this kasha on the Chacham Tzvi. How did the Chacham Tzvi learn that Rashi is like Tosfos if it's with a intim tzaloima? Also, the Chavos Yoyer brings the Rashi. Chavos Yoyer has this shaila also. If he's mechuyev, if he's zokuk to be mishaleach or not, and he says, in fact, one of the chidushim that's in the Chavos Yoyer in this tshuva is that if you take the beitzim from under the mother, you're not over on the lav of loy sikach. You're only mekayim you have to be mekayim the esse of shaleach to shalach. But if you take the beitzim without the mother, there's a iser, but it's not a lav. But al koponim, he says in Rashi, that Rashi's shaila was Aim Tim Tzaloima from the mother, but he says that the Shaila was because he doesn't want a Beitzim El Yoinim, so by him it's like Eitzim Bavonim. Maybe by him it's not called a part of the can, and because of that there wouldn't be a mitzvah of Shiluach. And he's once Ad Kedekach B'medayeken in Rashi, he says the Loshon of Rashi is Meduktuk. B'masha Omar, Rashi says, Im niskaven, litoy latachtoinim, mihavu emtsoim, miloshin. Loshin im, he says, im niskaven. That means, he says, if the shaila was, that is miskaven to take the tachtoinim, so it shouldn't be im niskaven. Elo the pshat is, loshin im mashma shirotzoloima, b'kiagavne, mayri o ibaye, loyshe zui o ibaye. That means, the shaila was on the mother, that he wants to take the mother, and she's sitting on a can with beitzim elyonim tachtonim. But he's niskaven, im niskaven, to take the tachtonim. That means lefidu Chavos Yoyer that he says that the elyonim might be considered kilu eitzim avonim, kilu they're not here, kilu achatzitza. So the pshat is how is it because he was niskaven to take the tachtonim, but behemis the shaila is on the mother, that he wants to also take the mother. So it's not like what Tosfos says. On the shaila is to take the mother, and the shaila was his kavon is to take the beitzim atachtoinim. So there the shaila is if it's a chatzitz or not. On koponim, it comes out from all this that they learn in Rashi that mitzad the beitzim el yoinim, it could be that there's no mitzvah of shiluach haken because those he doesn't want to take. The only shaila is we're the ones that he does want to take. The Shach brings, he already brings the Rashbo, he brings the Rishonim that they ask. By Shnei Sidrei Beitzim, so he says, Aterezov Kosav Diniskaven Lito LaTachtoinim Levad. Vainu Kepirush Rashi. That he wants to only take the bottom Beitzim. But he says, Chidushi or Rashbo, yes, that's not Mechuvah, but because of the Elyonim, there should be Shiluach HaKen. And there he brings that the Rashbo learned that it's talking Beitzim that are not Mechuyev B'Shiluach Delyoni, or either Mezumen, or their Oif Tome. But then he says, V'nirali, V'li nire pshat, דשס איקר כרשי. וכן משמע פשט דברי הטור ורבא במחבא, ולוי קושה from the Mishnah. הרי נינו יותר עשורי במשלי יחס הבוני. That over there it says חייב בשילוח, so it's fair on if so. So you see that he's chayv b'shiluach haken, even if he's not taking the bonim, he won't even be mishaleach. So how does it come out in Rashi? That because of the yonim, there's no chiyuv of shiluach. Dol shaila was because of the tachtoinim. So he says, docha eina roitze lito lo'eim, elo abetim ha-tachtoinim levad. He just wants to take the bottom ones, just like it says in the Terezov. Umiboy le'shas, yav abetim ha-lyonim chatzitze. אם כן, אני בעצם תחתונים כמען דמנכי בדוח תאחרינה ומותר ליטלון קודם שישלח אלויה וחציצה ועושה ליטלון אבל אוהם על כל פונים עושה ליטלון משום שרובצס על בעצם העליונים אף על פי שאין דייתו ליטלון so he says פשט in Rashi that Rashi learns that מצד דהם for sure it's also because she's sitting on the עליונים the only child was because of the tachtonim. If he wants to take only the beitzim ha-tachtonim, so he needs to be mishalech them. V'nirli shezeu das teisves. So behemes it's fair on the shach, what the Birkei Yosef is, that there's a imtim tzoloimar in Rashi. And imtim tzoloimar is mashma, that it goes like the shail of the beitzim muzoros, and they all learned that the pshat is because of the aim also. Can read that the shach learned even so, that maybe even by the beitzim muzoros, the shail was like that. But you see that teisves only said on beis sidre beitzim, he didn't say it on the Shail of Beitzim Muzoros. He started out with the Beis Sidrei Beitzim. The Chassam Sofer, he has a tshuva also, tshuva kuf in Chelek Erachai. Says that they asked him, what if on Shabbos, a person is walking in the street, walking in somewhere, and he sees Ein Rivetzes ala Beitzim ala Froichim. If on Shabbos, he should do Shiluach HaKen or not. So he brings the Chavis Yoyer, that the Chavis Yoyer will have this Chakira if you're Mechuyev, where you're not taking it or not. So then the Chassam Sofer says, V'hine Rashi Sosar Atzmoy. Why? There's a stira in Rashi, says. Because Rashi in Daf Kuf Mem Aleph says, Of my mother in the Mishnah, the brush is Yitzias Rufa. There, on the basis. That the Gemara says, Beitze im Yitzias Rubo di Chayv Beshiluach, Mikne Loikoni ad de Tipo Elachatzero. The Chikutonim Chayoves Beshiluach, Mikame de Tipo Elachatzero. The Gemara says, that if somebody has a Ken Tzipor in his house or in an Aliyah and he's not Kona the mother and the Beitzim or even if he's Kona it doesn't matter but the Beitzim Diker that Beitzim are called they're not his they're not Mezumen they're called Kikore Ken Tzipor so the Gemara says that how could that be why wasn't he Kona the Chotzer is Kona L'Odom Shaloi Midaito so as soon as the Beitzer is laid so it should be his. The Gemara says that the Beitze im Yetzias Rubo and Rov of the Beitze is still not in his chotzer. It's still coming out from the mother. So then it's Chayv B'Shiluach, but he's not going out the Tipo L'Chatzeri. Chiktoni Chayov is B'Shiluach before it fell down. Then he's Chayv. The Gemara says, so Rashi says, im Yetzias Rubo di im Odom bo Odom umotzo asayim kshimatilo Beitzoso vayotzo Rubo Chayov L'Shaleach Mikame de tipo lachatzeri. So Chassam Sofer says, it says chayev leshalech. So it's mashma, chayev, whatever. He sees a kantzipor, it's chayev leshalech. And mitzad sheni, he says that the same Rashi in Bob Metzion, the same sugya, he says a different lotion. Over there he says, kshe im bo litvus, kodem mitzios chayev shalech, o em belikach abonim. Mashma lehegev, that if he doesn't want to likach abonim, so then he doesn't have to be meshalech. Then he brings a raya that you need to take it. Why? Because the Gemara says at the end, the Gemara says, "Ma mitzvah kalo shehi ke iser." The lashon of the Gemara. "Ma mitzvah kalo" in the Mishnah. "My mitzvah kalo shehi ke iser." Omro Torah leman itav loch varachto yomi. The Chassam Sofer says, "Why is it ke iser?" That means because he can't take the mother. Even if he doesn't need the mother and their shiloh cancer, it's not a mitzvah with a hefsed, it's not a mitzvah with a hefsed iser, because his tam could be mishalech even if he doesn't need it. So it's a raya that's only when you need it. And then he says like this, b'chura mashma, that it's totally in the machlekes Rabbi Yehuda and the Rabbonan. If the ikar mitzvah of shiloh is before, when he sees the ken, so he already has the es of shalech to shalach, or the mitzvah of shiluach is if he was over on the lav, so then there's the mitzvah of shiluach, like it says in the Rambam, in the beginning of the Chet Shkita, when he says the minyan ha-mitzvah, he says, shiloi lika choeim al abonim is a lav. Then he says, l'shaleach choeim im lokcho al abonim. So it's a machlokes, if in Rabbi Yehuda and the Rabbonan, if the mitzvah of shiluach is l'chatchila, when he sees the kentzip, or shaleach the shalach, and also lo tzika choeim al abonim, lav ve'ese, or it's a mitzvah only if he was over on the lav, then it comes the mitzvah of shalech to shalach. The machlok is if it's called nitak le'ese or the eser was before. So he says, if we say that the ikar mitzvah of shiluach is a filu if he doesn't need the bonim, so that could be, if that means, if we say the mitzvah is before when he sees it, shalech to shalach, so then the ikar is the shiluach, even if he doesn't need the bonim. Ach lemay de kaim lon kerabon shalech to shalach is only lean to keilavi. De lo yitolem ken ikar kroino a mitzvah says elo alav. Shem bol lizkus beken tzipor lo yitolem ala bonim. Vimovar venot al yishtakona b'shiluach. Ve'en shum chiyuv lehader achrov. He says lefi the rabbonah that it's only to be nitak. So memele he says the ikar is lo yisika choyim ala bonim. That means you want to take the bonim. So the Torah says, "Lo yisika choeim al abonim." That's the first mitzvah. That's the mitzvah of shiluach haken. If you are over, so then it's shalech to shalach. So then it's for sure because he needed the bonim. But if you say, if you're a Yehuda, that shalech to shalach is even melechatchila, there's an esse. So it could be even without needing the bonim, shalech to shalach. Perhaps you could even say, it's not muchach, because it could be even if it's lechatchila the esse, but it's tzomut to the lav. And also shalech, to do it at the same time. It's not muchach that has to come before the lav. It could be bevasachas, but because of the lav. Then he goes further into the time of Achzorius and Rachmonus, and he says, the Torah was matir tzar balechaim and different things to use balechaim if you need it for yourself. So if it's kantzip or Achzorius, the Torah said, if you need the bonim, so go and do this mice of Achzorius. But if you don't need the bonim, there's no reason the Torah should say the mitzvah, the inyan of achzorius. That the Chassam Sofer says. So it's very similar to what our Chosen Reuven said, that it's totally bemis if it's you need it or you don't need it. It's totally if it's a rachmonis or achzorius. Then he goes further into the inyan of the Chassam Sofer goes into the inyan if it's maorer tsar for the tzipor. So on Shabbos, going back to the Shalom on Shabbos, they shouldn't do it if it's to be more a tzar on Shabbos. And he also says lefishitas or Rambam that you should hold the tzipor, like hold her bragleo. What the Gemara says bragleo, some say that some pshat in the Gemara, some rishonim are pshat that if you cut off the knofine and you make the tzipor walk away, it's also shiluach haken. But the Rambam learns bragleo that you have to hold it and throw it away. Make me mishalech. So Memele says on Shabbos it's muktzah, and it brings rise from different mitzvahs like shofar and other mitzvahs, that if there's a isor muktzah shvuz derabbanan, you're not doiche. The mitzvah means muktzah stands in front of the mitzvah. So Memele, lefi the Rambam, you can't do it on Shabbos. There's also in Shin Lamed Ches in Echus Shabbos it says not to make noises that a bird should fly away. It says a mishamer perozov, and birds are coming. So you shouldn't make noises to make the bird fly away. Gzeira, Shema, you might take a tzror and throw it, then you'll come out from Rosh Hashanah Yochid to Rishus HaRabim. And there it says that some poskim say that it could be nowadays there's no Rishus HaRabim, so there isn't the Gzeira. So I'm not sure if just shouting at it, it could be is also L'chatchila Gzeira Shema. That means what's the difference if he claps his hands or he stamps his foot, what says in the Shulchan Aruch, Gzeira Shema, there'll be a tzror. Maybe with shouting also there's the Gzeira. So the shayla is, if you shout, not like the Rambam, if you could shout at the tzipor and make it fly away, if on Shabbos it's mutar or not, could be also a shayla of Gzeira that'll take a tzror. Or we'll say that by Shiloh HaKen is lo shchiach, lo gozer rabbana, but the Gzeira is there already, legabe tzipor. That's something we could clear. Going back to the psukim of Ayin Tilag La'av V'tovuz Likas Eim. So I was thinking that the Inyan of Lag, it's Pashtus, the Inyan of Lag is that like making Leitzonis and laughing at something. Even if you do it, you're making Leitzonis and laughing at it. Tovuz means that you're buzzed to it, you don't care about it. If that's the pshat, the difference between Lag and buzz, so it could be Lefide Shita, that there is Shiluach HaKen even if you don't need it Bichlal, so it's more fits into the words of the Pasuk. Ayin Tilag Lav is doing Kibud Av, but he does it with a Lag. The Gemara says Teyesh Ma'achilu P'tumos and is Yorish Geinim. So the Kibud Av, a chelik of it is to do it behidur and to do it in a pleasant way that it should be Mechubud. And if he's tilag lav, even if he, it could be even if he does kibudah, but he does the lag and his yorish genim, he also is in this posik with the oynesh. And tovuz liikasem is buzz, like he doesn't want to do it. If he wants to take the beitzim and he does shiluach, he'll do it. He'll take the beitzim. It could be he'll do shiluach hakeh. But if he's tovuz liikasem, it's more mashma that it's a mitzvah that he just has to do because he's mishaleach, even if he doesn't need the beitzim. He's buzz to that mitzvah and he doesn't want to do it, even though he could do it without any tzorech, but it's a mitzvah, it's a gzeira, it's a gzeira, like the Gemara says, so he's tovuz likaseim, so then he gets the oynesh, that's why it says the loshen boz likabidah, and then he gets the oynesh, the midah keneged midah, is yikrua orvei nachal, v'yochlua b'nei nesher, so the Gro says, because the orvei nachal, they're achzorim, it says always that, levnei orev asher yikro, they don't give their children food, they're not the big, people that give food and parnosa to their children, they're not their achzorim. And the Gro says, because they're menaker, even if they don't have a tzorich, they just peck. That's called achzorius, without any hanov for himself, just hanov being a achzor. And that was a Gro Venachas Keneged, see this chat in the Gro, it's Keneged the Shiluach HaKen, that he didn't want to do the mice of Gzeira, even though it's a mice of achzorius, but he didn't do it. And he's buzzed to the Gzeiras Amokim. It's even more than that. That it looks to him that Sachzorius will say, because Sachzorius, I'm a Rachman, I'm better. And that's called buzz. He's buzzed to the Hashem's word that he sent that to do the Gzeira and to do the mitzvah the way he said it. So that's Yikrua Orve Nachal that they're Achzorim. And Kibud Avoim, that it's the biggest Rachmanis, that has Rachmanis on the Aveim. That's Rachmin Gdolim, the Chesed Godol Shirachim, Alovi Vaimo Bezik Nusom. So Memele, if he doesn't do that, or he does it in the wrong way, so Yochlua B'nei Nesher, that they're Rachmanim. That's why it says B'nei Nesher. Because the Nesher, where is he, Rachmani? Rachmani Al-Bonov. That he digas for them, like it says, K'nesher Yoyer Kino, like Rashi says in Chumash, that the Nesher has Rachmanis, and he protects his children. So that's why Yochlua B'nei Nesher. But there's one more thing, it has to do with Chulin Daf Samach. The whole sugya of Sugya de Nesher, that we weren't zochet to say a shir on it, but the Gemara says there that the Nesher has four simonei tuma, the only one of the 24 ofos tumeim that he has four simonei tuma, and the Orev is the only one from the 24 that has two simonei tara and two simonei tuma. They're punked in the middle. The other ones, there's some that have one simon tara. And the Gemara, that's Peres on Oznia. And then there's the others that have three simonei tara. The Nesher has two, and the Orev has two simonei tuma and two simonei tara, and the Nesher doesn't have any simonei tuma. So it's interesting to point out that the Orev, that he has two simonei tara, he's a bigger achzor than the Nesher that has four simonei tuma. So you see from here that it could be sometimes a bigger Rosh has a little bit more Midas. And somebody that's in between, he has two Simone Tumen, two Simone Tara. That means he'll do whatever he thinks. He's like the people that they do Lefi, they're Seichel, so then they're bigger Achzorim than the ones with like the Nesh.